KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, 68 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our weather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 82. In Western Iowa news, Council Bluffs firefighters responded to a reported explosion this morning. The Council Bluffs Police Department says firefighters were called to the home of Patrick Burgett at 2827 Avenue D at around 4:17 a.m. Upon arrival, it was learned an unknown suspect had ignited an explosive device on the porch of Burgett's residence, causing damage to the porch and surrounding windows. No injuries were reported. The incident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Flash flooding, a tornado, funnel clouds, large hail and damaging winds were all part of the most recent storm to pass through western and west central Iowa from Wednesday evening into early this morning. The National Weather Service's Adel in Dallas County had 7.1 inches of rain with a recent storm from 5:30 a.m. Wednesday until 4:30 a.m. today. 3 miles northeast of Yale in Guthrie County, a Weather Service employee reported just over 6 inches of rain since 7 a.m. Wednesday, with the total rainfall expected to be much higher. Extensive flooding was reported earlier this morning throughout Greene County. Flash flooding taking place around 2 a.m., 6 miles north-northwest of Jamaica, and along Highway 25 south of Scranton. Elsewhere across the area Wednesday evening, hail the size of hen eggs, or 2 inches in diameter, was reported 3 miles south of Brayton at around 7:30 p.m., while other locations such as Guthrie Center, Menlo, and Winterset experienced golf ball-sized hail, or 1 3/4 inches in diameter. Half-dollar-sized hail, 1 1/4 inches, was reported in Redfield, and quarter-sized hail, about 1 inch in diameter, was reported at many other locations. Thunderstorm wind damage was reported to have occurred in Guthrie Center, Menlo, and Earlham, with winds gusting anywhere from 50 to 80 miles per hour. Flash flooding was reported Wednesday evening as well near Guthrie Center. A tornado was reported around 7 p.m. Wednesday, 6 miles south-southwest of Panora in Guthrie County, while funnel clouds were observed near Linden, Redfield, Casey, Menlo, and elsewhere. No injuries were reported. A Red Oak man was arrested at around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday for failure to appear in court on a public intoxication charge. Red Oak police say 49-year-old Russell Lee Peterson was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $300,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department responded to a house fire that broke out Wednesday at around 8:13 a.m. at 309 East Duckle Street in Red Oak. Upon arrival, it was discovered that the residence was still occupied by the tenant, Nicole Smith, and 4 small children. All the occupants evacuated the residence with the assistance of law enforcement, and there were no injuries reported. The fire was showing from the back of the residence, and initial fire ground operations did reportedly contain the fire to the back of the home. The fire is currently under investigation. An Atlantic woman was arrested Tuesday on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Police said yesterday that 26-year-old Cassandra Mesa was booked into the Cass County Jail. A Republican presidential candidate and winner of the 2012 Iowa Republican Caucus, Rick Santorum, is making a campaign swing through western Iowa today and tomorrow. The senator begins with an 11:30 a.m. tour and visit of Mala Engine Components in Atlantic. At 1 o'clock today, he'll tour and visit WorldCal in Elkhorn. At 2 o'clock, Liberty Labs in Kimbleton. And at 6:30 this evening, Santorum will hold a meet-and-greet fundraising event in Glenwood. Tomorrow, the senator will hold a Faith and Freedom roundtable discussion in Logan. The events are open to the media and are not available to the public. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education Tuesday evening acted on approving the hiring of persons to fill 2 teaching positions, which thereby completes the process for the 2015-16 school year. Contracts were approved for 8th grade science teacher Kara Martin, 5th grade elementary teacher Chelsea Germer, and the board also reviewed staff reductions for the upcoming school year. The district has made cuts amounting to nearly $340,000 through certified staff reductions and another $150,000 in paraeducator salaries. In our funeral announcements, Aaron Hoig, age 39, of Kimbleton, died Saturday. Funeral services for Aaron Hoig will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Alan Hilgren, age 61, of Stewart, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Alan Hilgren will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational, or rather Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jeffrey Jensen, age 55, of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Teresa Nissen, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Teresa Nissen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Oldenburg, age 84, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Dean Oldenburg will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Lee Colsheen, age 69, of Elkhorn, died June the 14th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Graveside services for Richard Colsheen will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Edith Gustafson, age 90, of Avoca, died March 13th. Graveside services for Edith Gustafson will be on July the 2nd at 9:30 a.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Robert Bob Ozzy Paul, age 91, of Jackson, Michigan, and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 20th. A service celebrating the life of Bob Paul will be held in August at the Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Michigan. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.